want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. But still, what
it's a retake.
It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand with Josh Uche. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Always enjoy responsibly. We'll get back to that Willie McGinnis sound that we told you about coming up. But now let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline with Josh Uche from the New England Patriots. Joins us now. Hi, Josh.
How you guys doing?
Good, Josh. Hey, speaking of Willie McGinnis, he wears his number. Do you know the history here with Willie? You keep up at all?
Yeah, he's a legend, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know Willie.
You know? Yep. Hey, you guys faced a pretty damn good skill set a couple weeks ago against Tampa. When you look at Dallas on film and what they've been able to do, pretty comparable to Tampa? Or are they better?
They do a multitude of things very well. A lot of good skill players, a lot of good offensive linemen up front, and their quarterback is doing a great job. So, there's a lot of similarities in terms of how well they're playing right now. And,
for you, in your job, in a game where you have a quarterback that runs or has the ability to run, I should say, what's the thing that you sort of have to remember or keep top of mind when you play a guy like Dak Prescott?
You just got to be ready for, it's Dak along with, the coordinator and, the different things he likes to do. So it's just being aware and being tuned into everything, locked into the game and the situations.
I mean, it's interesting. When you study Kellen, too, you mentioned their coordinator. They kind of risked it a lot when he was in college. And do you see some stuff that isn't normal to what maybe teams in the past have done with Dallas, where they'll take some chances on things?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the coordinator, just going back to when he was at Boise, I believe, and just all the different wrinkles they would do there, you see it kind of translate into, their game plan and stuff like that. So it's just being aware for all the little tricks and gimmicks and, different things. And, like I said, just being tuned into the game and locked in.
We're talking with Patriots linebacker Josh Uche, who's with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I don't know if you grew up a big fan of the NFL or watching a lot of football in the NFL. Some guys tend to watch a lot more college ball, but what is it like to be going against the Dallas Cowboys, the America's team sort of brand and that star on the helmet, that's sort of a traditional legendary team on Sunday?
That's one of the biggest faces in football, in terms of marketing and different things like that. So, to actually be going up against them, watching them as a kid is definitely pretty cool, definitely a great team, great owners, really a great all-around organization, so.
Speaking of owners, who would win in a fight, RKK or Jerry Jones?
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
That'd be a good one. Cage match.
I'll let you guys answer that one.
I'm going RKK.
I'm rocking with Kraft all the way.
That's right, bottom right corner.
He has a saying. It's called bottom right corner. That's where he signs the checks, Josh.
That's funny.
But, I mean, you see Mr. Kraft, and, he lets Bill run the football part of it. Robert's very, very visible. But then you'll see Dallas sometimes where Jerry's holding press conferences in the locker room right after the game. Do you guys, as players, are you aware of all these owners and the ins and outs of some of these guys and how overbearing maybe they could be at times, like a guy like Jerry?
Not really. I mean, I kind of just, I'm focused on my work, focused on my assignment, so it's, I don't even really watch that much TV, for the most part. So, I don't really see what everyone else is doing. But, I'm sure everyone has their little wrinkles and their little gimmicks, And, that's kind of how things – everyone runs their organization differently. So,
well, Josh, we have a Tyler Milliken who answers the phones and takes care of things. You may have just spoken to him when you called in.
God.
But we asked him what shows he watches when he's not watching baseball. He's a big baseball fan. So you just said you don't watch a lot of TV, but when football season's over and you do watch TV, what is it for you? Give us some of your favorites.
Usually some Netflix, honestly.
Okay, he's
you know,
right.
I remember a show I was binge watching at one point was Ozark. Not sure if it came out with like a third season or so yet, but you know, yeah, I'm usually on Netflix or YouTube, just kind of watching documentaries or music videos and stuff like that. So
you're basically like the same age as our call screener. Now he's a little bit of a weirdo.
You guys are both
we're watching that rocket. We're watching that rocket go up in space that Bezos had, and William Shatner was on that rocket. Do you know who William Shatner is?
I don't think so. I don't think I do.
Boom. Wow. Thank you, Josh.
Right. Boy, are we old. We are so old.
We are.
Old.
Well, hold on. William Shatner is old, too. He's 90 years old.
He was on Star Trek.
Yeah, you probably know him better from the Priceline commercials.
Yeah, more than he's the Priceline guy.
Okay. And I got to see the face so it'll ring a bell, you know.
I think that
I am stunned.
I would say now, after these two individuals saying they don't know who he is, I would bet most people in their early 20s don't know who he is.
We're wrong. Yeah, we're wrong.
I've heard the name before. I will say that.
See, he hasn't. He's just
he was clueless. Yeah, he has no idea. Ozark's good, though. Good show. Season 4 is on the way, too.
I hope so. I really hope so.
All right, Josh, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend.
Good luck, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Take it easy. Josh Uche.
Twisted T.